Hi everyone, welcome to the first episode of Revisiting Menendez. Some of you may recognize me from my Instagram page, Menendez Supporter. I know some of you have been looking forward to this for a while, and it's finally here. Me and my co-host will be looking back at the case of the Menendez brothers and their two trials in 1993 and 1995. I'll start by introducing myself. I'm Jordan, I'm 24 years old, and I live in London in the UK. And I'll let my co-host introduce herself now.
Yeah, hi, I'm Maya. I am 20 years old, and I live in Boston, Massachusetts, in the United States. So Jordan, do you want to talk a little bit about how you first learned about this case?
Yeah, so I've sort of vaguely known about the case all my life. I have really vague memories of seeing the front of the Beverly Hills mansion, like as a kid. I've seen images of it. I've always known it as the case of the rich kids who killed their parents for money. You know, that story. It was only in, I'd say, late 2019, roughly, where I saw, I think it was the ABC documentary Truth and Lies. I saw a clip of that on YouTube. And in the clip, it showed a portion of Eric's testimony where he reveals the molestation. And I remember being shocked by it because I had no clue that that was even a part of the story. So from there, I was interested. I wanted to learn more. I read Robert Rand's book on the case. And then the trial, actually the first Menendez trial from 1993, was uploaded to Court TV online somewhere in, I want to say mid-2020. I gave myself a little project of viewing the entire thing during lockdown in the UK. And I actually sat through the entire first trial. And I came to the conclusion that the brothers should have been convicted of no more than voluntary manslaughter. So that's sort of my history and background when it comes to this case. What about you, Maya?
Yeah, I kind of had a similar introduction to the case, actually. In August, yeah, that was August of 2020. I was in lockdown in the United States, and I've always been interested in true crime, and I've known about the case for a while, like Jordan said, knew about it as the rich kids who killed their parents for money. And I was watching BuzzFeed true crime videos, and I came across one about the brothers. And actually, the actual video didn't mention anything about abuse, but in the comments, people were saying, I can't believe this video didn't talk about the fact that they were sexually abused by their father. And I was like, what? So then I looked into it and found a video of their testimony, and I was shocked that I had never heard about this. And then I found the whole trial. And that's how I got here.
So Maya, do you want to speak a little bit about how we actually first got into contact?
Yeah, so I was looking through the Twitter hashtag Menendez Brothers because I had really started looking into the case, and I was looking for someone to talk to about it. And I found a tweet that Jordan had made about his interest in the case. And so I reached out and we started talking.
But I mean, that was how long ago? Was that back in September?
Yeah. Yeah, it was because it was right before I got school and school started in September.
Yeah, so we've been talking for quite a while now, and we've discussed, like, if there's a little tiny piece of this case that you can think about, like, we've probably talked about it. We've discussed every single bit of evidence, information, testimony, just everything you can think about this case. So
yeah.
Going over it pretty thoroughly.
I have not seen as much of the trial as Jordan has. I'm still working my way through it, but I've seen, I would say I'm confident that I've seen the key parts to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I was going to ask actually, like, have you seen any of the closing arguments? Like, I think, was it Jill's that you've seen?
I think I started it, but I have not seen it really much of it. Actually, right now I'm working my way through the ones that I missed, Because after I started getting really into the case, I was like, I want to save the closing argument to be the last thing that I watch. But that was a couple months ago.
Okay, so I'd say like one of the biggest reasons as to why we're doing the series is that for a long, long time, there have only really been videos about the Menendez brothers from a prosecution angle, or sometimes there have been documentaries that try and keep it balanced. And when I say balanced, I don't really like the term balanced. What they try and do is that they try and present some defense evidence, and then they try and present some prosecution evidence. But in our opinion, there is some prosecution evidence that is just blatantly false. So, or that we don't agree with. So,
or that makes no sense.
Yeah, makes no sense. So this series is sort of going to be delving into why we believe the brothers' testimony is credible and why we find the case so interesting and all the different aspects about the case.
Yeah, and I think another reason we wanted to do this was, like we said, Jordan and I have been talking for 6 months, and we kind of wanted to give people a glimpse into what our conversation has been like and how we've developed our opinions about the case. And also to give people a view from the defense angle of a lot of the evidence and why we think in the end that that story makes a lot more sense than the prosecution story when you consider all of the evidence.
So yeah, this has basically just been a quick introduction to the Revisiting Menendez series, and we'll be delving pretty deep into every aspect of the case in future episodes. We'll start off by giving you guys a brief overview of the case for our first real episode next time, so I hope you guys look forward to that.